Chapter 1. Anticipatory Anxiety, Bleeding Before You Are Cut. Anxiety comes in many shapes and forms, most of which include anticipatory anxiety as a component. You may have phobias or social anxiety, or you might suffer from panic attacks. Many people have obsessive fears or unwanted intrusive thoughts that cause great suffering. Sometimes anxiety comes in the form of physical symptoms, and anxiety can just be an ongoing parade of worries that holds on tenaciously and never lets you fully relax. Anxiety is usually accompanied by apprehension about the future and doubts about one's performance, safety, or well-being, and it may affect the choices you make in life. And of course, anxiety constricts your freedom to lead the life you want. If you have any of these forms of anxiety, then you also experience anticipatory anxiety. In the simplest terms, anticipatory anxiety is the expectation of distress and the push toward avoidance that occurs before you encounter the situations or experiences you fear in real life. What is anticipatory anxiety? Anticipatory anxiety is worry about the future and the fear that bad things might happen or that you might become unable to successfully accomplish what you set out to do. It is the anxiety we feel when we are anticipating a difficult decision, action, or situation. It is how we feel when we buy into our own creative worrying about what bad things could happen. Anticipatory anxiety seems to predict danger. It feels like a warning not to proceed, or at the very least, a warning to proceed carefully. We think of anticipatory anxiety as a third layer of fear. Let us explain. 1. First, we can be afraid of something. Think, for example, I am scared of a bee. 2. Second, we can be afraid of being afraid. This is sometimes called the fear of fear, and we know this as panic. Think of this example. If I see a bee, I might get so frightened that I have a panic attack and then lose control or have a heart attack. 3. Finally, we get to the third level of fear. That is, we can be afraid of being afraid of being afraid. This is not as complicated as it sounds. It goes like this. I am miserable even thinking about camping next week because I might see a bee and have a panic attack, lose control, and do something crazy. Maybe I should cancel the camping trip. You can also think of this third layer of fear as the avoidance layer. Anticipatory anxiety is a powerful motivator of avoidance because it specifically focuses your attention on the negative things that could possibly happen. If your prediction is only mildly negative, for instance, that you'll sweat a lot when you're presenting your plan in a meeting, then you might believe that you can push through it. But catastrophic predictions, like having a panic attack, making a complete fool of yourself, or damaging a relationship, can lead to incapacitating anxiety that stops you from proceeding. Anticipatory anxiety can make it seem like avoidance is your only choice. Helpful fact. Anticipatory anxiety is the third layer of fear and the main driver of avoidance. Importantly, anticipatory anxiety can also involve expectations not only of anxiety or panic, but also of disgust, anger, shame, regret, humiliation, becoming overwhelmed, or any other unwanted emotion. The urge to avoid emerges from the expectation of unwanted feelings from some dreaded failure, loss, or disaster. Helpful fact. Anticipatory anxiety can involve expectations of any unwanted feeling or experience. Identifying the anticipatory anxiety component of your anxious distress. Most people have initial difficulty recognizing that the anxious experience has two separate components. There is the anxiety disorder itself, phobia, social anxiety, panic, worry, obsession, and compulsion, and separately, the anticipatory anxiety. Anticipatory anxiety occurs during the period before you expect to encounter what you are worried about. If you are worried that you might have a panic attack,